Unfortunately, some people don't really want to be happy. They won't discipline themselves to make right choices. And so they just live in the pits, all defeated and depressed. And understand, you can't change people. You can encourage them. You can speak faith into them. But ultimately, you cannot make them do what's right. And I say this respectfully, but you're not responsible for their happiness. You're responsible for your own happiness. You need to have the attitude, if you don't want to be happy, that's fine, but you're not going to keep me from being happy. If you want to live in the pits, that's okay, but I'm not going to get in there with you. I'm going to enjoy my life. Sometimes we have to love people from a distance. You laugh because you know it's true. You may have family members, relatives, friends. You love them. They're good people. But you can't be around them every minute. You can be kind, you can be respectful, but you should not spend all your time with what I call toxic people. That's people that are always negative, people that bring out the worst in you, people that irritate you and always want to argue. The less time you spend with people like that, the better off you're going to be. And I realize sometimes we don't have a choice. You may work with someone or live with someone that just almost on purpose does things to aggravate you. They feel like it's their calling to make your life miserable. You need to change your approach. The more you let them upset you, the more you let that get under your skin, all you're doing is empowering them. If they can frustrate you, they know they can control you. And the next time they do something that would normally upset you, just stay in peace. Don't give in. If they're rude to you, just keep a smile on your face. If they leave you out, overlook you on purpose, don't let it bother you. Don't go call your friends. Don't give it the time of day. When you rise above that and keep your joy, you're not fueling it anymore. In other words, you're taking away their power. But as long as they know they can push this button and upset you, and this button and you'll come running, and this button and it'll sour your day, then they're going to keep doing that. Well, you say, Joel, I can't help it. They aggravate me. They get on my nerves. No, we can help it. The scripture says in Psalms, God has given us the power to stay calm in times of adversity. Here's the key. What you feed is going to grow. You have to quit feeding those wrong emotions. In other words, the next time you get stuck in traffic and you're tempted to get upset, don't feed it. The next time a coworker is rude to you, and you're tempted to let it sour your day, overlook it. Don't let it steal your joy. If you'll quit feeding those wrong feelings, they will get weaker and weaker, and eventually they won't affect you anymore. When Victoria and I first got married some 20 years ago, we would do things that kind of irritate each other. Not on purpose, we just have different personalities. And if we're not careful, we'll blow things out of proportion. And little things will turn into big things. We have to learn to adapt and adjust. We can't wait for others to change. We have to change. For instance, when I have somewhere to go, I like to leave maybe 15 minutes early, so I'll have plenty of time and can just relax. Victoria's just the opposite. She'll leave 15 minutes late and make it up on the freeway. We're just different. Actually, she doesn't speed. She's a very good driver. If you see me riding with her, that helmet I wear is just a safety precaution. But on Sunday mornings, we take different cars to church. Not for that reason, because I stay late. But I used to get so stressed out thinking that she wasn't going to get here on time. And so before I left, I'd tell her, Victoria, you got to leave at this time, and there may be traffic, and this is very important, on and on, just kind of nagging her. And when it got time for the service to start, I would wait for her at the back door. I'd ask Johnny, give me an update, see if you can see her. He'd open the door, look down East Houston Road, see if we could see her car. I was so uptight about it. But the fact is, I can't ever remember one time that she missed our part at the very beginning of the service. Now, there were times she'd pull up during the opening song, but she made it up here. But one day, I decided to do what I'm asking you to do. I changed my approach. I quit nagging her. I quit trying to change her. And I let her be who God made her to be. Now that thing that used to stress me doesn't bother me at all. In fact, it's funny, when I quit letting that upset me, that's when she started coming earlier and earlier. Sometimes now she'll beat me here by 30 minutes. God is a God of miracles. But what am I saying? What I'm saying is, I changed. And even now, when she's running late and I'm tempted to get upset, I just remind myself, even if she doesn't make it on time, even if she doesn't get all her makeup put on driving down the freeway, that's not gonna sour my day. I've learned to relax and just go with the flow. But I've seen people, they go year after year letting the same things upset them. Every time they get caught in traffic, they respond a certain way. Every time their spouse does a certain thing, they lose their joy, it sours their day. Or if they don't get enough done at the office, at work, they come home all frustrated. Don't let that be you. Find out what's stealing your joy. Take inventory of your life. What are you allowing to upset you? What's causing you to go through the day stressed out? Identify what it is, and then make a decision that you're going to change your approach in those areas. After all, if you get caught in traffic, getting upset is not going to make it go any faster. If someone's rude to us, being rude back to them is only going to sour our own day. If our plans don't work out, let's stay in peace instead of getting upset, knowing that God is still directing our steps. He's still got us exactly where He wants us. I was driving in a crowded parking lot the other day, just going around and around. This was in another state, looking for a place to park. And this couple came out of the building, walking toward their car, and I had to guess which aisle they were going to be parked down. And I turned down this one aisle, and it just so happened it was the right one. And they were parked at the spot closest to the door, right up front. So you know me, I was just thanking God for His favor and just waiting for them to back out. When they backed out, this man came from the main road, and he turned down the wrong direction on that aisle and beat me to that spot. My first inclination was to want to honk and give him a piece of my mind. But then I remembered, I'm a pastor and I can't do that. I had to make a decision. I am not going to let this upset me. I thought to myself, I'll give him the parking spot, but I will not give him my joy. And when you're tempted to get upset when somebody does you wrong, you have to ask yourself, is this worth giving up my joy over? They've already offended me. Am I going to make it worse and let it sour the rest of my day? Some people don't realize they're constantly giving away their joy. They wonder why they're not happy. It's because they gave away joy when they couldn't find their car keys in the morning, gave away joy in traffic, gave away joy when they had to work late, gave away more joy when they heard somebody was talking about them. Friends, I'm asking you to quit giving away your joy. You need it. Life is too short to let interruptions and inconveniences keep us from being happy. We're never going to get away from them. You can't just pray it all away. It's a part of life. We have to learn to handle it in the right way. And it's very freeing when you understand this principle. I don't have to give away my joy. I can live every day happy if I want to. And I don't mean that we're always jumping up and down, but one definition of joy is calm delight. That means we're at peace, we're at rest, not mad at our spouse and aggravated at the boss and disappointed because our plans didn't work out. Quit giving away your joy. And so I just went on past that parking spot, didn't make a big deal about it, really didn't think about it even anymore. A few minutes later, I found another place to park. And when I was walking toward the building, this young couple came walking out and they stopped me and told how they had a son in the hospital and they had been reading my book. It was a source of hope and encouragement to them. The lady began to weep and weep. She said, Joel, I know seeing you here is God letting us know that everything is going to be okay. And after we prayed, after we talked a moment and prayed, I thought about, I didn't get the spot that I wanted, but I got the spot that God wanted me to have. God was directing my steps. That wasn't a coincidence. God caused our paths to come together for a reason. But if I'd been upset and stayed over with that other guy and argued, tried to set him straight, I probably wouldn't have been where I was supposed to be. Friends, God's in control. When our plans don't work out, it doesn't mean that we're not at the right spot. And if somebody's rude to you, if you're tempted to get upset, just